Item six, an informational report from the Chief Human Resources Officer, Department of Human Resources, regarding the steps undertaken to carry out the county board's directives and executive pay grade per policy adopted under file number 15-635. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Well, we have this, we have item six, and there's a portion that we're going to talk about here in open session, and then there's a portion that we'll go to in closed session. The first part in, and again, I did get an email from HR indicating that Ms. Mitchell couldn't be here today. We've got her report, basically, in which the summation of it is that, you know, HR has migrated almost all unclassified jobs into the new pay ranges. And so we have that report here today. And then I know that as part of the closed session, we have the option to confer with our attorneys afterwards. So, and this is for the report's here for informational only. Does anybody want to talk about this report, or Supervisor Weishon?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to request some more information.
Okay, very good.
On the item. Would you like to go into closed session first?
No. We're going to do the open session part first, then we can cut loose Mr. Bargan and Mr. Grady. Yes, Mr. Grady?
You might not want to adopt a motion and finish your vote on the item before going into closed session. To me, once you finish and adopt a motion on item, you're usually done with the item.
Oh, okay.
Just the process.
How would I?
Would it be appropriate to, after we go into closed session and come back, that the motion could be made to request more information? Okay. Does anybody want to do anything in the open right now, or okay, Supervisor Jurcik?
Two questions. I think these are appropriate and open, and we can ask our attorneys to stop me if I'm not. Number one, why is Miss Mitchell not here?
The discussion, the way this came up, was that discussing this with staff, this was described as a chance for the committee to discuss these issues with outside counsel, and that in closed session, and there was no reason for Ms. Mitchell to be here. It was put on the agenda as a way to raise or to put the item before the committee so that the discussion could take place with outside counsel.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Supervisor, but I want to second that. If there's any blame why Ms. Mitchell's here, it's I'll bear it. I didn't specifically invite her. It really was more of a means for us to talk with our attorneys. I guess my intention would be for the next meeting. I know that there's additional information that we want from HR, and you know, perhaps I'll invite her to be here personally at the next meeting. So
well, that's good. I mean, and Ms. Mitchell has been at all the finance meetings, so I'm not suggesting she's a director that ducks things, but there are some directors that are ducking things. Well, maybe I should go higher than director, but I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that wasn't taking place. I also want to ask, though, the process. Is this something we need to get resolved before we finalize budget?
Again, my understanding is this is solely so you can talk to your outside counsel. This item, this is one of the items that's specifically scheduled for your Finance Committee meeting of November 2nd, so that you'll have the full package of these issues related to compensation and pay structure and so on at your November 2nd Finance Committee meeting.
Right. Well, as we know, a lot of these committee meetings during this month do involve budgetary items, and I think this is one of them. So, I, Mr. Chairman, I don't know if we're going to have follow-up meetings after this of judiciary. How are you seeing this happening?
Well, a follow-up meeting in what way? We're going to have a Judiciary Committee meeting next month as normal. And again, I think we're going to be asking HR for additional information based upon the report they've given us. And we'll have the opportunity to discuss that with them at that point.
Okay, I guess I'll just see how it plays out then. Because I think it is related to budget.
Right, it's definitely related to budget. Yeah. And definitely it will be aired at length at the finance and other budget meetings, I believe. And specifically, I think, I don't want to speak for co-chairman Johnson, but I understood that the plan of Co-Chairman Johnson and Co-Chairman Schmidt was to have all of the sort of pay structure items discussed at the November 2nd finance meeting.
I was not at the agenda setting, and I haven't looked at the packet, but that was my understanding.
Yes.
That's what was going to happen.
I believe so, yes.
So our next meeting is, at least from my calendar, is the next Judiciary Committee meeting is December
3rd, I believe. 3rd.
Right.
At Finance Committee meeting.
So why is this in front of Judiciary?
For the purpose of allowing our legal counsel to be here today so we can discuss the potentiality of a lawsuit.
Okay.
I would say that's part of it. I just want to be clear though that there was communication between my office and HR about this item and the expectation that they would be here. So I understand that the director could not, but I did expect someone would be here to talk about it, and there certainly is information that we would want additional clarification. So but yes, that is the second reason for the item.
Supervisor Weishon?
What I'd like to do is make a motion to go into closed session. The committee may adjourn into closed session under the provision of Wisconsin Statute, Section 19.85, Parent 1, Parent G, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to the pending item.
Thank you. And then, Mr. Bargren, in your opinion, is it appropriate for us to make this motion to go into closed session and confer with the attorneys?
Yes, absolutely, as long as you're talking about litigation.
Okay, very good. So there's a motion to go into closed session. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rainey?
Excused.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes, the motion prevails.
Thank you. And then for everybody's information, the intention would be to go to closed session and then come back. And then I think there is one bit of business left. There will be a motion to request additional information from HR at that point.